great afternoon at Club Triglo for the Slovenian Community Awards. We have one of the winners here for Outstanding Volunteer for 2016, Silvo Parkor, who everybody here at Club Triglo would know, been involved in the club in many years, and of course, obviously, family involved in many years through your father. Now, firstly, congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
How do you feel today?
Oh, very good, very proud to represent the community. It's a great honour to be part of this community and proud to help. I'd be proud of all these Slovenians that I've been part of for a lot of my life.
And as we heard today, you're very involved in the sporting side with soccer clubs and obviously, you know, with your kids as well in terms of being coach. Why do you get involved in the Slovenian community?
Why? Because I'm proud of what my parents have achieved, and I think that what they have achieved, you should try and continue on.
And I'm sure you instill that in your children as well.
I try to. I don't know if they'll do it, but I try.
Congratulations again, and we hope you are involved in the club here and in the community, obviously, for many years.
Thank you.
And with us, we have the Outstanding Young Slovenian of the Year, James Kozel. Firstly, congratulations on your award and of all your achievements that you've received and been a part of until now.
Thanks very much for that. I really look forward to this event, and I'm very proud to be honoured by the Slovenian community here in Australia. So it's
And we heard you've got some huge achievements behind you. Just run through those quickly.
A few of the achievements. I've played competitive soccer in my youth. More recently, I've been involved in a lot of volunteering work. Did some work with Youth Off the Streets most recently and some fundraising for the Cerebral Palsy Alliance September Appeal. So currently I'm working in the finance field at Macquarie Bank and hope to continue to contribute to the community. And
what's your ultimate goal within your career?
I think it's the career is just to progress in my field and continue to become a valuable asset within the community and doing some good work there, as well as being involved in social justice activities and the like. So
sounds like a very well-rounded young person, recently married as well, so I'm sure that takes up most of your time.
Yes, me and my wife, lovely wife, like to get involved with different things, and always busy doing stuff within the community. So
congratulations again for this award. Hopefully you continue to do many good things for the community, for the wider community, not just the Slovenian community, for many more years.
Okay, thank you very much.
And one familiar voice and face we have amongst us here, Mark Sirica. You all know, of course, being our honorary vice consul and involved in many things over the years in the Slovenian community, particularly in music and in the arts. Congratulations, firstly, on your award today for this Slovenian Australian achievement for 2016.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure receiving.
And just listening to this afternoon of how many bands you actually involved in your early days as well, and hearing some of those names, even though some of those I wasn't actually visibly there for, but seeing all the pictures and hearing a lot of the stories from over the years, I guess, what's your most fondest memory over your childhood, I guess?
The original band with Maurice was probably my fondest memories, with Martin Condor and my brother and Andrew Condor and Frank Madamo. It was a great way to get involved in the community. And my mum and dad, Anton and Antonia Stariha, they just loved it whenever we got up on stage. And I think that helped us love being part of the Slovenian community.
And of course, obviously, then in later years with Irena and everybody else being involved in Cherni Baron.
Yes, that was very neglectful of me to forget Irena. Irena came in and in Maurica, and it was a tremendous time. And that's where I fell in love at the same time. And then later with Cherni Baron, yes, that was also a terrific time and a great band to play with and lots of fun.
Yeah, and here we can hear, Stefan Šernik Mlajši in the background playing with Upskilled Mevi. I mean, does it ever bring you back to think maybe we could play every now and then?
When you see people on stage, you always think, God, it was so much fun and I'd love to do it again. But I think my days are probably past of getting back into music. I think it's fantastic Stefan's been able to stay involved for so long. And congratulations to him, but for myself, I've probably just gone past that part of my life.
And now, obviously, we heard first that you were a teacher, of course, which many people would know, and then now working in the field of finance in terms of lending with Royal Guardian Mortgage Corporation for many years now already, and being the general manager, and now also the honorary vice consul. How do you do it all?
It's interesting. I said to someone before, I've had these waves of getting involved in the community. there's a wave where you come in and you're involved for a period and then you kind of have a break from for a period. And I've done that consistently through my life. And now this period where, you know, doing the honorary vice consul role as well as the treasurer of the Slovenian Australian Chamber of Commerce and also working as general manager of Royal Guardian Mortgage Corporation with Anthony Tomazin. Yeah, it does keep you really busy, but it's not too much. It's kind of just a balance at the moment that I can manage. So I'm happy with that, and I hope to be able to continue to be involved in the community for quite a while yet.
This last role in terms of the honorary vice consul role has been in the last year. What have, I guess, have you learnt already in that time that maybe you didn't know about Slovenia before?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think what's been most interesting over the last 2 or 3 years is to find out how diverse a lot of Slovenian businesses and startups are and how many Slovenians who study in Slovenia, particularly in design and business areas, are successful and have a different way of thinking. I've seen lots of items on the internet, either via Facebook or via just general news releases, where there are so many great ideas from Slovenian companies that I just wouldn't have realised beforehand if I hadn't actually been in this role.
Yeah, well, so it sounds like a very interesting and jam-packed role that you have in general, and hopefully you continue to do that for many years, as you have up until now, and maybe you will get back on that stage.
Well, I'm unlikely to get back on that stage, but people should thank you also, Tanya, for being involved for so long in the community, because I think you do a fantastic job, and it's people like you that deserve accolades.
And after a fabulous afternoon at the Slovenian Community Awards and Slovenian National Day here at Club Triglo, we have the pleasure of speaking to the assistant of the chair for the Slovenian Awards, Walter Schubert, who you would all know, of course, and he's also a member of the advisory committee at Club Triglo. Fantastic event again today, as I heard again, 15th year.
Absolutely. Look, we had a fantastic afternoon again, a fantastic crowd now, at least 200 people, and everybody had a great time, and it was great to see a lot of Slovenians that you don't see normally come along. And the beauty of this is actually we are not only talking about the people that actually won the awards this year around, but also to get together, have a good time, talk about the old times, but also to talk about cultural things and things that we enjoy doing.
Who would have thought when we started this 15 years ago we would get to here?
Look, it was just an idea, Tanya, at the time. We actually went as a group up to Copacabana, and we talked about what do we do to inspire, to actually make Slovenians get together again and have a bit of fun. And I came up with the idea in relation to the awards, and it was something that's actually continued on. And Branko's been doing an amazing job in the last couple of years as well, taking on the role and looking after this marvellous awards. And I would like to think that all the Slovenian community embrace it as their own. This is your awards. It is the awards that's given to the people that we recognise as being contributors to our culture and contributors to our community. So well done. Congratulations to all of you. You're absolutely fantastic and you are worthy of your award.
And you had an interesting part in your speech today about what it is to be an Australian Slovenian today. Tell us more about why you went along this theme.
Well, look, I think people have to understand this, that there's a lot of water under that bridge since the first Slovenians came into Australia back in the 40s and 50s, as people say, and we came in the 60s. So effectively, everybody that came here has now established roots in Australia. We've got our families here. We've become very good Australians, very good Australians. We've integrated within our communities. And you look at a Slovenian, you couldn't tell the difference between an Aussie and a Slovenian. We're all one now. And I think that's the beauty of our culture. We've worked very hard to maintain our cultural links to Slovenia, but more importantly, we've embraced and adopted Australia. So Australia is our country now. This is where we live. This is where we've raised our children. This is where we've educated them. And this is where I think, with all due respects to everybody in the world, it's one of the best places on the planet.
And of course, we haven't forgotten Slovenia in the meantime.
Absolutely not. There's always a little bit of Slovenia in all of us, as you know. And look, we still get around when we have Eurovision. We still get around when it's time for the soccer team to play. And sometimes you're torn between the two when they're playing together. But let me tell you, luckily they don't meet together all that as many times. So it's good to see that we're actually adopting the Australian culture, but we're also not forgetting for one moment Slovenia. Slovenia will always be in our hearts.
And what does being a Slovenian mean to you?
Slovenian, in my opinion, means, certainly to me, it means that it's a spiritual thing, okay? It's somewhere where your mother and father came from. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit emotional now. Look, I think it's where our culture comes from. It's where our forebears have come from. As far as I'm concerned, it's where everything that is good from us has come. So in other words, our song, our dance, our food, all of the cultural things that we've actually brought along with us, and that we've actually embraced that here as well, and now we're sharing that with our children, so I think it's wonderful.
And since we're talking of Slovenia, they just had the tour of Slovenia these last few days, and we've been watching that on Eurosport for those of you that have Foxtel. I hear there's a Slovenian cycling team in the race to the Sydney to Gong.
Excellent segue, I'll tell you. Hoo-hoo. Look, yes, we are. We're actually, again, another conversation. And we talked about how do we actually engage, again, new Slovenians into our fray, in the sense that we need to have something that actually engages us a little bit more than just the club phenomenon that we have here. What we wanted to do is to actually get people out there and about, have a little bit of fun. We decided to actually put a Slovenian cycling club together. And again, we're getting Mounties and our club here, Triglav, to sponsor us. So what we're trying to do is to get as many people involved within the Slovenian-Australian community to actually wear the Slovenian jersey on your back, Slovenian-Australian jersey. And we'll be doing cycle tournaments down. For an example, we're planning to do something with the MS cycling from the Sydney to Gong, and we're looking forward to doing that later this year. So we're going to have the jerseys made up, and we're looking now currently for people to actually join us. If you're interested, please send me a note or get back to the club and saying that you would like to join the Slovenian cycling team. Currently, we're just working with the details to making sure that we get everything done properly, because this will be a subcommittee type arrangement. So in other words, we've got to make sure that we've got all the right rules and regulations so everybody's covered and everybody's safe and happy. So we're doing all of that. And once we're doing, we should have that all that finalised by the end of this month. Beginning mid to late July, we'll have that something that we can actually offer to our new members.
Lovely, love to hear more about that. Obviously, probably in late July or August, once that's all finalised and we can see who these members are, maybe speak to some of these new members of the team and understand how you're going to approach this race to Wollongong, as people would know. Thank you again for this afternoon. Been a great event, and obviously we look forward to the next year.
Look, it's been wonderful. Thank you again for everybody's support. Really appreciate the people that came along, and fantastic. Thank you so much. And, of course, our thanks to the management and to the board members of Mounties Triglav. Thank you so much.